Welcome to Real Life with Jenny. My name is Jenny Senapetaratna. Grab your favorite drink, get a snack, and we'll get started. Today, I actually have homemade chocolate chip and M&M cookies because I'm trying to find a new recipe because I decided to bake for other people and I need to bring 3 dozen cookies somewhere. And so now I'm like, ooh, what recipe should I use? So now I'm trying out new recipes. So if you need some cookies, let me know. I got a lot. And I have a cup of Earl Grey tea because why not? Well, let's get real. I know that many of us are walking through all kinds of different seasons. You have the hills and the valleys of life. 4 years ago, we went to a Toby Mac concert, and it was for my daughter's Christmas present. We bought her because we love to give her an experience instead of a bunch of junk she's never going to use. So we went to the Toby Mac concert, and there was a song, not by him, but by someone else, that was the hills and valleys, right? I will praise you on the mountaintop, and I will praise you in the valley. And I remember sitting in that concert going, thank you, Lord, that I'm currently at the mountaintop. And I remember him saying to me, get ready, you won't stay here. And I was like, okay, I am just imagining that. That is not the truth. I am obviously just looking at life half empty here. And God's not speaking to me at a Toby Mac concert. Like, this is not happening. And the next day is when COVID hit the U.S., the state, my state, Minnesota, and everything shut down. Schools shut down. It was crazy. So that was a Saturday. And then on that Monday, everything shut down. And a week later, I was laid off. So it was just really, really crazy. It was a crazy time. In fact, this weekend, we celebrated the 4 years of being laid off at my old job. And I will tell you, it was a celebration. It really was. It was, my daughter made me a hot fudge sundae. It was fabulous. It is a celebration day. And so I want to talk a little bit about those moments, those high moments and those low moments, and how we don't think about the in-between, right? You don't think about the and celebrate the days that you're pushing a rock up the hill. You know, they're tough and they're hard, and you're going, you know, sometimes it'd be easier to be down there. Why, or can't you just beam me to the top? We were actually in, I believe, Los Angeles. I think it was Los Angeles in the airport. And I looked at my husband and I said, when are they going to get teleporting so we don't have to get on another plane? Like, I actually love being on planes. It's something that I really normally enjoy. But I got to tell you, we do it quite often. And it gets old. And you're kind of like, could we just be teleported? And there are moments in your life that you just want to be teleported to the top, right? You just want to be like, Lord, can this just be over? I don't really want to walk through all of this. I don't really want to be in the mud anymore. And this rock is really heavy. And I am really tired. And so can you just beam me to the top? Can we just get there? And I remember at that concert standing there going, I'm at the mountain. I remember thinking about our finances going, God, how did you get us here? Like, this is the first time we've never been in debt. And things have been going well because we've always been a ministry family. We've never made a lot of money. And that's okay. And I remember thinking, this is the most money we've ever made in our entire marriage. And I cannot believe you brought us here. You helped us even get to this concert. Like, this is amazing. Up in the bleachers, but that was okay. But, you know, it was just, I remember that moment. And then the bottom fell out. And I lost my job. And the job was what paid for everything. And in these last 4 years, the journey has not always been easy. There have not always been days that I'm like, God's got this. Like, I know he does. But there are days that I'm like, Lord, this is heavy. And I'm up to my knees in mud. And I do not know if I can do this anymore. Can you just beam me to the top? And on Saturday, God just plopped in my heart something that was just a great reminder of this story. And it was Joseph. Now, I love Joseph, first of all, because it's my brother. My brother's name is Joseph. And I always thought it was the coolest thing on the planet that he was named after a Bible character, because there are no Jennies in the Bible. I know, you're shocked. There should maybe be a couple Jennies, but there are no Jennies in the Bible. Lots of Jennies in the 70s and 80s were born, but we're not represented in the Bible. And that's okay. So I thought that was really cool. And I also thought it was really cool that he had a coat of many colors. I was like, that's awesome. And now I'm going, thank you, Lord, that I only have a black and white coat. I don't need a coat of many colors anymore. But as a kid, I thought that was so cool. I was like, this guy has got life together, right? Like, he is living large. And I love Joseph because no matter at what age you are, there is something that you can relate to in his story. When he is a young, spry adult or child, I'm not 100% sure when he started having his dreams, he was very bold with what God showed him. And when I was a 20-something and a teenager, I was very bold. There was nothing that I wouldn't share with you. And I've become much more cautious and much more closed as an adult. And that's sad, honestly. It's a sad place because I don't share my dreams as much as I used to, except for with you, because you're lucky ducks. Anyway, and then he gets annoying and his brothers throw him in a pit. Like, I really relate to this because there have been times in my life that either I've been super annoying or someone in my life has been super annoying. And I'm like, where's the pit? Like, can I throw them there and they're no longer going to annoy me? Or maybe they throw me there. I'm not sure. But there are so many pieces in his story. If you go back in and read his story, you will find somewhere in your life that you can relate to it. Maybe not literally. Maybe you're not being thrown in jail because your master's wife was like, hey, come be with me. And you're like, no. And then you end up going to jail anyway for not doing anything wrong. Or maybe you're not in jail interpreting dreams for people or coming before Pharaoh and interpreting his dreams and then being in second in command. Like, I see that maybe we're not all literally doing things that Joseph did, but there are pieces of his story that you can grasp onto. And for me, on Saturday, God really said, it's okay for you to be in jail. And I was like, okay, now what's God saying? You know, sometimes things like that run through your brain and you're like, that cannot be God, right? He does not literally mean for me to be in jail, right? Like, I'm hearing this wrong. But it was a moment that he was like, that was a place of growth and a place that God, that Joseph had to trust me. And that's what my last 4 years have been. It has been a place of growth and a place that I needed to trust in him. Am I back at the mountaintop? I really don't think so. There are days where, like I've said before, I can get super discouraged. And not that I wasn't discouraged then, but there are things now that weigh on me that did not weigh on me before this happened 4 years ago. And there was a season in Joseph's life that he was sitting in jail because he did the right thing. He ran away from Potiphar's wife. Like, he did what he was supposed to do in the eyes of the Lord and for his master that was in charge of him. He did the right thing and he still ended up in jail. And we don't really know, maybe some scholars do, know how long he was there. And maybe I've just missed it the last time I read it. We don't really know that. But we know that season was a season of trusting the Lord on a daily basis. Because you're not in that kind of jail with a couch and a TV and gourmet food and people delivering food and you take a nap. It was not that kind of jail, right? It was a jail. Like, it was prison, probably underneath the ground. Just not a fun place to live. And so there had to be a daily trust in the Lord that he had a bigger plan, that he knew that Joseph was still there. And I know many of us, as we're walking in that journey, and we had those mountaintop experiences, and all of a sudden, we're maybe not in the valley, but we are looking around going, this doesn't feel right. Lord, do you still see me here? Do you see that I'm still here? I know that you talked to me last week, and you reminded me that you were here, but do you see the rat in the corner right now? Because this is really disgusting. Like, do you remember that I'm still in prison and you have not delivered me for not really doing anything wrong? You may be there. And I know that I'm not living in a prison, literally. And honestly, my life, I can't even ask the Lord for anything better. Like, I'm so fortunate that I get to do ministry for a living. It is such a unique and fun way to live life, but it's also a daily trust in the Lord. It is not a get up and know that everything's going to work out. It is work your tail off and know that God will too. And it is a daily trusting in Him. And many of you are in that kind of same situation. Maybe it's not because you're in ministry. Maybe it's raising your kids. Maybe maybe it's, are you going to make it through the day at work? Are you, you're helping with your elderly parents? Like, kind of wherever you are in that world, there are days that you are like, I'm definitely not on the mountaintop. And I'm definitely not in the valley. I am pushing a rock up a muddy hill. And Lord, do you see me doing this? Do you see that I'm still here? And the Lord reminded me that 4 years ago, I felt like my life was over. I really did. I thought everything that I had put any value in was gone and ripped away in that day. Everything that I had said made Jenny valuable was gone. And I was like, I'm a shell of a person. I put all my eggs in one basket. I really did. And someone came and smashed that basket to the point you couldn't even see there were eggs or a basket left. And the Lord has come and helped me reweave a basket. I may not have a lot of eggs in it anymore, but He has helped me reweave a basket and reweave a world and a journey that I have to trust Him on a daily basis. Trust Him to be my strength. Trust Him to be my financial supplier. Trust Him to be everything. I gotta be honest, there is nothing in my life that I don't trust Him with at this point, because I came as low as I thought I could ever go. I didn't know that 6 months later or a year later, my mom would end up with cancer, and I would need that strength that He had given me over that year to trust Him and put her in His hands and know that God had a plan bigger than what I understood. And as you're walking through, I want you to know right now, in this moment, as I've been praying about this specific episode, that God sees you. Ooh, Jenny. God sees you, and He has a plan that is beyond your current circumstances. And as you are pushing that rock up a hill going, Lord, I trust you, but I don't feel like I'm making progress. In fact, I'm 6 steps backwards. And the Lord says, it's okay. I see you in that jail cell, and I've got bigger plans to elevate you to be second in command someday. And I will bring you back to that mountaintop, but I don't teleport people. I walk with them up that hill, and I ask them to say, let me push a little. And as I'm pushing my rock, some days I feel like the Lord's like, Jenny, why don't you let me do it for a little bit? I've got this. It's okay to trust me. And so no matter where you are, in the valley, on the mountaintop, or pushing that rock up a hill, or maybe you're just skipping along, enjoying the journey, I just want you to know that God sees you. And that He's got a plan, and that He's going to be with you if you allow Him to be with you. He's going to be there whether you look for Him or not. But when you look for Him and you are cautious and deliberate in your looking, you will find Him. And it says that so many times in the Bible, knock and He will answer, seek and you will find. Like, we need to be looking for Him in our circumstances right now. Because when Joseph was in that jail cell, he needed the Lord more than he needed Him when he was in the pit. And when he became second in command, he needed Him more than he did in that jail cell. And the Lord gave him strength and courage as he grew in the Lord and trusting in Him. And that's the reason he was brought to extreme power, is because of his relationship with the Lord. And I believe that for you too. I believe that God's got some great plans for you and some mighty things that you don't even understand at this point. In fact, you're probably going, Jenny, I just want to be able to sleep. Like, can you see that? Like, I am not looking for greatness right now. I'm looking for some rest. And I'm here to tell you that the Lord sees that and he says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. So we just need to be looking for him in all of our situations. Well, you can find me at Real Life with Jenny on Instagram, Facebook, and Be Real. You can also find me at christconnection.cc/Jen. I am super excited about what God's doing in your life. And I want you to know, as I've put this podcast together today, it may not be my greatest and most profound podcast, but I'm telling you that I've prayed for every one of you that is listening to this podcast. And I'm praying that the Lord will come and meet you and that your eyes would be open to see what he's doing in your life right now, and that he would give you strength, and that he would give you peace, and that he would give you love and joy beyond your current circumstances. Have a great day.